We are now on number 7, multi-season deer and elk tags and special permit briefing and public hearing. Brock?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, so and members of the commission. So I'm Brock Haynes. I'm the ungulate section manager. That's kind of a new title. So Rich Harris retired recently, and with his retirement, we moved moose, goat, bighorn sheep, and pronghorn, and with deer and elk into one ungulate section. So just kind of bring you up to speed on that. So we'll start off with a couple easy ones. Wax 220-412-070 and 220-412-090, and they cover our multi-season deer and elk tags and our auction raffle permits. So starting with our big game and wild turkey auction raffle and special incentive permits, we just have one proposed change this year, and that's to add GMU 186 and portions of GMU 181 to the areas that are open to the holder of the Rocky Mountain Bighorn Sheep raffle permit. So if we zoom in, those additional, currently they can use that, they can hunt in GMUs 113 and 172 with that permit. And the additions are down in the very southeast corner of the state in the Blue Mountains. And the reason for that is the biologists, you know, with their surveys, they've seen a slight increase in ram numbers, and they think it can sustain the harvest. So the public comment we received, 147 responses. Most were in support, 61%, 10% were opposed, and 30% were neutral. The common theme of the comments was related to actually eliminating the auction raffle permits. There was folks that don't feel like we should be offering that opportunity. If we feel like the resource can handle additional harvest, and that should be offered as a normal permit to everyone else. So moving into multi-season deer and elk tags, this is mostly, the changes here, they're administrative in nature. It was really to clean up this whack. There was a lot of misuse of terms. Just to kind of clarify that for the commission, you go and you buy an elk license, and after you buy a license, then you get your tag. The tag is good for a general season, and that's where you declare your weapon type, whether it's archery, muzzleloader, modern firearm. And then a permit is associated with our special permits. So you need an elk license to be able to apply for a permit, and those permit opportunities usually differ with regard to what the season length is, when the season is, and what your bag limits are. They're usually different from the general season. And so even in the title itself, this was initially titled Multi-Season Big Game Permits. It wasn't actually a permit. It's a tag that allows a hunter to hunt in all three general seasons, and it didn't apply to all big game species that we have. It's specific to deer and elk. And so right out of the top, we changed the name so that it's more explicit that these are multi-season tags for deer and elk. In addition, they're not permits or tags. Opportunities only exist for deer and elk at all game. Applicants must purchase an application, not a permit. So again, the original language said you must purchase a permit to apply for this, and it's not actually a permit, it's an application. And it clarifies that drawings will be conducted in April, and tags not purchased by August 1 may be made available to unsuccessful applicants at the discretion of the department. So the responses, we received 145 responses, 66% of respondents were in support, 9% opposed, and 26% were neutral. Common themes of the comments were primarily related to eliminating this opportunity for kind of the same reasons that folks were opposed to our auction raffle permit concept. And so with that, I'll take any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On slide 5, that last one, is this a raffle situation, or is this just multi-season deer tags? Not quite understanding how that works.
So is this the slide you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, so this is only for the multi-season deer and elk tags. It doesn't have a raffle component to it.
Okay, And so when there's a whole bunch of people who apply, and there's there's a drawing for a limited number of multi-season deer and elk tags, how do you determine how many are available?
So the number that has been set, I don't know the top. I don't know them off the top of my head what the numbers are. But when this program was initiated in 2006, they were kind of trying to find the price point on it. So you saw the first three or four years, you saw us increasing permits to try to get a sense of what's the demand, what's the interest. Since that time, they've been the same number of permits to present, and it hasn't changed. There's the level of permits that are offered aren't a resource issue, so the level of take that's occurring off of those permits aren't a resource issue.
And then the reason for doing that is this must cost more and it's more revenue. That's the reason.
Yeah. So both. Yep. Sorry, I should have let you finish. So both of these opportunities, we've been very transparent about the intent of these opportunities is to raise money for the resource. So that one's good.
Counselor, I have a question for you. There are, I think that hearing these kind of WAC changes that we just went through is very good education for the commission. However, we would have, in my previous life, we would call this technical changes. This doesn't really change much. And so my question is more broad. Does the agency have the authority to make these kind of technical changes that don't change anything without coming to us, or do we need to hear every single rule change that happens?
If the rule is a rule that the commission has adopted, then the default position would be that the commission would need to be the entity that approves any kind of change to that rule. That could be something that you could address in the delegation order. Maybe there is something in there. I'd have to go back and read through it again with this question in mind to see. But the commission could, even for commission adopted rules, delegate to the director the ability to do technical changes without having to go back to the commission. I mean, hypothetically, I think that would fly. And again, may even be in there now. I just haven't looked for it.
So just process check-in, do we need to officially ask if there was any public comment for the multi-season?
Well, I don't know if there's a lot of questions, comments on item 8. I don't have any.
I was just double checking because we didn't ask if anybody had public testimony on that one.
Okay.